the middle of Siman Shin Vav, which is regarding what type of objectives you're allowed to speak about on Shabbos, on Daf Tzadi Tesman Aleph. We're in the middle of Sivav, which we said that one is not allowed to talk about your own personal matters, but Chefte Shemayim, you're permitted to speak about. And continues the Mechaber, the middle of the line, but Davka Ladaber, and specifically if you're speaking in Meretzel Histaker. So if you want to get hired out. Avala Sachray, but to actually, meaning if he wants to get hired out. So that you'll let it go ahead and speak about, if it's a Tzarchei Mitzvah. But Avala Sachray, but to hire him, to actually mention a certain amount of money, that's Aser, that's, you can't do Nishtav Shabbos Gered, that's like, that's forbidden to actually mention a certain amount of money. Hagar says, Rama, Yesham, some said, that in the place where the custom is to give the one that gets an aliyah, Mishaberech, when Noig Litzaka Lechazin, that he takes a vow for charity or to give to the chazan, the asa b'shabbos lives in kamayitin. Says there, Ezra, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to mention the amount that you're going to give. I'm in the gahakal, but the custom is to be lenient. The amut lives in tzaka because you're allowed to go ahead and pledge charity on Shabbos. Says the mishabur sif katan lamin aleph. So he said, this that you're allowed to speak about a profession on Shabbos, that's specifically if he wants to get, you know, hired out. But abul asach b'chulu, but to actually hire him, or to mention the amount of money, that's forbidden. Cannot, like we said, b'sav gimel b'hagog, that's yeshay yisrim sham, like the yeshay, that those who say it's forbidden over there. Sivkat lamad beis. And the Ramah brought that even if you make mishabeirach, that's forbidden to say kama yitin, how much you're going to give. Like your mistam, you should say, you know, without specifying, ema babur and mishabeirach, save for me and mishabeirach. Sivkat lamad gimel. But the meaning is to be lenient because it's permitted to be lifts tzedaka to pledge charity. And even if the chazan is wealthy, since they give him this money, they just follow up in the omet so that he should daven for the omet. But tzarich mitzvah is considered as a mitzvah purpose, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and mention an amount. Regarding when they announce the mitzvahs in the shul, when they're doing the bidding, some say it's forbidden, some say it's permitted. Because it's not applicable to have a transaction that's prohibited only when there's an object that's being bought. And here, you're not really buying an object when you're getting an aliyah. When Malkush Shnog Lehet, in the place where the custom is to permit, we don't protest. Buying a place in a seat in Shul, so they're buying a Sregim from the community after they finish the mitzvah on Sukkah, the people buy it from others for eating or for smelling. The kulamas are according to everyone forbidden. Also, to buy a shayfar esrog yamtiv min amoicha esrogim. The guy was like, "Oh, you didn't get your esrog yet? It's yamtiv in the morning." Also, it's forbidden. Says the magen another achin. Finally, come on, this image in the chav gimasev dal. Now, in the mekhem emker regarding transactions, echad bepev echad bemesir, whether orally, whether by handing it over, us is forbidden. You say, Hashem, you're able to receive it. It's a decree because you might come to write. You must leave my tongue. It's also forbidden to give a gift to your friend. It's similar to a transaction of the Shayyat Meshuzah because it's going out of your domain. Only it's by a gift is permitted. Kishul Tzarek Shabbos Yom Tov. It's for Shabbos Yom Tov. You come to Shabbos Yom Tov. Chab Gimel Zav Zayin. Chen Tzarek Mitzvah also by a mitzvah purpose. Chen also Litan Mashkan Lachavei. It's also forbidden to give security to your friend. El Bekinu Tzarek Mitzvah. Only if it's for a mitzvah purpose, like Shabbos, for the purpose of Shabbos, since the Magen Rama name of the place. Because of what he writes, moreover, the Lefis, according to this, Mashnagalit and Kenan B'matana, just that people give vessels, items as a gift, Chasna Dairish, to the Chasna gives the Drasha, in the Nachat, it's not appropriate because not supposed to give a gift on Shabbos. Me, however, Mashmachayim, it says, Litan Loidam, just that they obligate themselves to give a little bit of money, after the Shari, maybe that's permitted, given the other officer, since he can back out, so it's not a full transaction. Maybe El Rab, look to El Rab. Siv Zayin says the Mechaber Mutar Limdud b'Shabbos Medidah Shal Mitzvah. A lot of measure on Shabbos, measuring relating to a mitzvah. Could go in Limdud Yesh B'Mikvah Abam Sar. For example, let's say if you're measuring to see if the mikvah has 40 Sar, but Limdud Ezer Mishul Chayla, and to measure an area, someone that's sick, the Lulchesh Olav, and to make a cantation on them, Kamashenag Manash, like the women do Mutar. That's permitted by the Medidah Shal Mitzvah because that's a measuring of a mitzvah. Says Mishpuris of Kala Madam Medidah Shal Mitzvah. We're allowed to do a measuring of a mitzvah. Even though we didn't permit a rabbinic prohibition of a mitzvah, even when it's a situation of a mitzvah commission, because I don't have a sim and the measuring is different. It's not such a big prohibition. Just like it's like a weekday type of activity. Therefore, that's permitted in a situation when there's a mitzvah. For example, the measure of the mikveh has 40 saw. But then, something is the mutlimdid chayr. So you're allowed to measure a hole, shesh b'kayis l'mavzik, if there isn't a wall that separates, you mishpah b'seich tefach, if there's a gap of a hand breadth, l'avi ha'tumah ma'chadash ha'mezpoy, to bring the tumah from the room where the dead person is there, l'chadash ha'machloy, to the neighboring room, even though the camera can leave that room, however, since you're measuring a measurement of halacha, the Mexico of the Chol, that does not look like a weekday type of activity. Good and something is the mutlum that you're allowed to measure to measure the measurement of 60. Levatel is iser to nullify any prohibition. Let's say you have someone has like his milk fell into his chalon and wants to measure. So that's for halacha. The kimin do l'islam and since it's to learn for a halachic ruling. That's not like a weekday activity. And we said that what the women do for the sick person is a measuring shal mitzvah, because the medid rafuhi is a measuring of healing. Rafuhi is a guf mitzvah, healing the body is a mitzvah. There's also no problem about usually of medicine on Shabbos. You might come to grind the herbs. That's not applicable here. That's only by a healing that has substance, like a food or a beverage. But here, where it's just some type of a statement that they say, so, and they just have to measure the urea first, so that's not considered as a violation of that halacha. They said that this day you'll have to, you know, discuss profession, specifically if you're looking for a guy to help him out with a job. So that's only if he wants to be hired. So he says, from this wording, it sounds like that to hire him unspecifically, even without mentioning a certain amount of money, it's forbidden. But the end of his statement sounds the opposite. It sounds like specifically only if he mentioned the amount is forbidden. So it's looking to be a grud that he marks on this, like we said in Sif Gimel and Nagah, and the source of Vesesiv makes it dependent on that. So it sounds like also that Tavka, by mentioning an amount that's forbidden, says, if you look into this, is it forbidden to hire in general, or only if you mention an amount? The Vemaskal Mukta Limdoid, that you'll have to measure on Shabbos and Medidah Shalmitzis, you look at Ram, what he writes regarding if one person swore to his friend to pay on a certain day and it falls out on Shabbos, which there he writes that you have to give him a mashkin that's worth more than the amount of the debt so that he doesn't have to evaluate or measure on Shabbos. So he says, and they quoted later on to Mishnah Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, look over there. However, the Shrein Halachas points out it's actually not brought over there. Al Kaponim, you know, that goes regarding this halacha of giving some type of mashkin or whatever on Shabbos. What do you do if you owe him and it falls out on that day? Some of the dear shoes to make a ma'aser kinyan on Erev Shabbos, dear shoe number 23, on the condition that it takes effect on Shabbos. Now do a kinyan on Shabbos. But what happens if you make the ma'aser on Shabbos that it should take effect on Shabbos? Shavuos Marashag says it's permitted. Just like it's permitted to do other melachas from Erev Shabbos, even though they extend into Shabbos, and even though he could back out on Shabbos from the kinyan that he did. However, as long as it does not back out, the kinyan on Shabbos happens by itself. And that's as written in Shuvah Shalom Meishav, the Chazanesh, that's permitted in Oveh, and Shuvah Shubikim Ege, Shuvah Shab Sever, they write that it's permitted to do that, and that's written in Shuvah Shabbat Nezer, and explains that whatever is permitted to do on Erev Shabbos and Melacha that continues into Shabbos, that's not the Melacha that does not need the person, which is not the case by a kinyan, by an acquisition, that if the Makna dies, or he sells it to someone else before Shabbos, the kinyan is null and void. So it's considered as if the kinyan is being done on Shabbos because the person, therefore it's forbidden. Shuvah Shabbat Meishav writes that since there's no Raya Machrach, it's not to Issa, not to Heta, one should be stringent regarding this when we suffix, specifically the Kedub Kedeg already ruled that it's forbidden. However, to sell an Erev Shabbos in condition that after a time something will happen, for example, let's say to sell shears on Erev Shabbos on the condition that tomorrow they'll be worth a certain amount of money, Shavuot is Mishra that even according to Kedeg is permitted. In the words of Mishabur later on, Simshin Lamates, Shan Aloch is Medakti, it's permitted to do a Maisikin on Erev Shabbos on condition that it takes effect on Shabbos because he writes regarding Pinya Ben that falls on Shabbos, the father cannot give to the Kohen 5 slum from Erev Shabbos on the condition that the Pinya Ben should take effect on Shabbos because in such a situation, the father cannot make a bracha on the pigeon. It sounds like from the kin itself that there would not be any problem.
Tishrei 24, so how could you give a gift to someone on Shabbos? So the Eitzah for this says, Shabbos Maria Sad, is that the one who's receiving it should have in mind that he's not acquiring the gift until Matzah Shabbos. Edition number 25, forgiving a debt, Rabbi Yashav holds that that's permitted like a tchila, because there's no maisa kinyan, there's no act of acquisition. That's written in Shuvah's Torah L'Shma, that pardoning a debt is not similar to mekhe memcha, the transaction, because it's just removing a lien. And he adds on, however, one should not do this in front of witnesses, because when you do it in front of witnesses, you have to be concerned that because of it's a weekday matter on Shabbos. We're going to do hefka on Shabbos that we discuss in Shalom Tessa Kon Chav Gimel. Edition number 28. This has brought in Chedush B'Kveig and Masechta Shabbat of Samach, that the custom was to give candlesticks as a gift to the chasen that's giving a drasha. Niskar Eltz holds, that's by a chasen who is darshaning at the time of his chasna. Since it's a mitzvah to make him happy, you're allowed to give him a gift on Shabbos, and it's considered like a tzarech mitzvah. But Mishmur, the stringent regarding this, you could say there's not stringent only by a chasen who is darshaning before the date of his chasna. Dishon number 29, to measure for no purpose at all, just like distractedly. Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, based on the Gemara Shabbos Kufnan Zayin, that it's permitted. And to weigh something like distractedly, that's brought in Shulchan Aruch later on some Tuf Kuf Sef Beis, that's forbidden. To measure 2,000 amas by walking 2,000 steps, in Shin Tzadik Zayin, Mishmur writes that if you need to go for Tzarek Shabbos, it's permitted because that's considered Medida Shal Mitzvah. Now, to measure the area of a room by counting the tiles, Rav Shlomo Zalman is inclined that it's permitted because it's not considered measuring. However, he writes that it's not so clear to him that it's totally permitted. To measure in a way that's not precise, Rama writes in Shin Chav Gimel, it's permitted, but to measure, but to weigh not precise, Mishmur writes in Tuf Kof, that's forbidden, because it still looks like he's weighing. And to fill up in a measuring tool for measuring, in Shin Chav Gimel, Mishmur writes, that's not considered as open Mechol, and that's permitted. Dish number 30, measuring with a thermometer that's not digital on Shabbos. Chubizikas measure writes, permitted even by a healthy person, because the foundation of the Isra of measuring is because of Udn Nechal, like a weekday activity. That's only by someone that's in Yon Nechal, like measuring for needs, household needs, which is not the case when you're measuring the temperature of a person, which is not an Inyon Shechal. However, there is a mile to be stringent, not to measure even the heat of a person, but if it wants to be lenient, you don't protest. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, that's permitted to measure the temperature on Shabbos of a person, because since seemingly it's not considered as Odin Nechol, only if they're engaged on Shabbos in a way that he would do during the weekday for purposes of something that's forbidden on Shabbos, but measuring temperature, which you're not measuring for the purposes of doing business or Odin Nechol, it's not designated only to know the temperature of the sick person, that's not a problem. Yet on Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, that according to this, that the thermometer is not considered mukta at all, and it's like a klishim lachta leheter, you're allowed to move it, even not letzach guvim mekamei. Now, regarding shaking the thermometer to have the silver go down, that we discuss in Shin Yud Gimel Sipkot Mem Hei. Now, regarding the needs of a sick person, Shabbos Hagigah Meshur writes that even when there's no danger, you're allowed to measure his temperature, even like a tchila, and it's forbidden to be machmir regarding this. And that's written in Shabbos Mechaz Yitzchak, it's permitted based on the Tila of David, that permits measuring a Shabbos for a person that's in pain, and so to measure the person's blood pressure for a sick person, if it's not electric, and this girl tells that that's permitted. Dish number 31, so too to measure food and drink on Yom Kippur for a sick person, or Nisgur Eltz, it's permitted, and so too to prepare a bottle for a baby according to the measurements that are marked on the bottle. Shavas Yotzin writes that if it's for the reasons of health that you need to measure exactly, it's permitted because the needs of a child, of a baby, are considered like tzarech refuah. Now, to measure time or the shade, even if he's learning through that, and Shin Ches, Mishmur writes that it's forbidden, because since the primary measurement is not a measurement of a mitzvah. Now, regarding weighing for a tzarech mitzvah, for example, let's say this Leil Seder is on Shabbos, and if you don't weigh the matzah, and you eat more than what's necessary, you're not going to have enough matzahs to continue the Seder, or you consider that maybe you're going to just be too full, you're not going to be able to eat off a klayman. So the Pesach Advir writes that you should weigh the matzahs opposite fruits, that you're measuring that you had measured those fruits, its weight from before Yom Tov. Kavachayim is mafakfik when he's saying, and he's inclined that even in such a situation one should not be leaning on. Another, Shlomo Zalman is inclined to permit weighing for a tzarech mitzvah, just like this measurement is permitted. And that's how he instructs it. It's permitted to measure the weight of the matzah, and similarly with a tool of small weights, household weights, that's recognizable as for tzarech mitzvah. However, it's better to do this before Yom Tov. That's written in Shavuot Zalotzin, that the weighing for tzarech mitzvah is permitted like a medina tzarech mitzvah. That's the penalty of Yashub, that measuring and weighing for tzarech mitzvah is permitted, but just not with scales. And issue 33, even if a person could push off the measuring to a weekday, Chubas Yigas Meish writes, that sounds like I'm here, from the words of the Mishmur that says, Lohaba Kuf Din Nechayel, that's permitted to measure on Shabbos, and he wonders what's the source for this hetter. Dirsha 34, measuring on Shabbos the spoons of water for the purposes of nullifying the evil eye, Chubas Sheva Levi writes it's permitted, if the skula is accepted by him like it's verified, because since an ayin hara is dangerous, more than an illness that doesn't have danger to it, and that we said, refuah is a mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to do that on Shabbos.